Hi, Ann. This is Brian Concannon, and some of the interns and the development team at IJDH asked me to introduce this podcast that they put together for you. They're excited that you follow our podcast, and they're also very appreciative that you make all of our work possible. So here they are.
My name is Beatrice Lindstrom, and I am a Lawyers Earthquake Response Network Fellow. While I was in Haiti, I worked with communities who were displaced by the earthquake and are now facing forced evictions from their camps, and with individuals who are unjustly detained in really inhumane conditions in the prisons. And finally, with organizing a coalition of grassroots groups for Haiti's upcoming review before the UN Human Rights Council. And in all of this work, I think it's fair to say that the people we work with are those who are among the most marginalized and who lack the resources to fight on their own. But during my year there, I've also seen firsthand what an incredible difference it makes when people are given basic tools and are empowered to defend their rights. It's certainly a long fight for justice in Haiti, but I've seen how investments in groups who are truly committed to human rights can change things around and re-energize communities to continue to work towards a different future.
Hi, Anne. This is Andrea Jameson. I'm the Director of Development and Communications for IJDH. Before I started at IJDH, I worked briefly, among other things, as a grassroots organizer in San Jose, Costa Rica. And what I wanted to say is that I really appreciate that IJDH incorporates grassroots organizing as one of the main principles behind its work and how it gets people mobilized around issues. But what I appreciate even more about IJDH is how it has a legal backing that allows for such organizing efforts to be more effective and really have an impact on human rights in Haiti.
Hi, Anne. My name is Lauren Piet, and I'm the new development and grant writing intern at IJDH. And I wanted to personally thank you for your support and also tell you a little about why I got involved with the organization. So after graduating from the University of Iowa this past May, I decided I really wanted to get some more hands-on experience with human rights work, and I felt that IJDH would be the best place to do that. What I immediately found so striking about the organization was its very apparent and strong commitment to bringing sustainable, long-term change to Haiti, which a lot of other organizations didn't seem to be doing.
And I really just wanted to thank you and the Fred and Maple Parks Foundation for all of your generous support over the past year.
We couldn't do this work without supporters like yourself. So thank you. Merci en pile on behalf of the whole BAI team in Haiti.
Thank you, Anne Stallings and the Fred and Maple Parks Foundations.